This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is the show. It's Cube Talk America. It's a Tuesday night. I'm not sure. Al's been texting people in bathtubs with dogs, allegedly. We're not really sure. We're waiting for an update from Marnie on where she is, how her mom is. So much is happening. If you've missed the first hour, you really didn't miss much. We're not sure that there's going to be a lot to offer this hour either, but we're going to try to get through it. A lot of people in the chat room, thank you for being there and wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. Somebody earlier this week was listening from Iran. I saw them as I looked on the... Who was listening currently?
Iran so far away to Iran.
There's that. So people listening all around the world, well, listen to this. A severed head. Police investigators on Monday were trying to determine whether a decaying human head found in an Oakland backyard, Oakland, California, that is, Oakland backyard belongs to a recently discovered headless body. People visiting
funny how they go together.
I know.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
I don't know if they're trying to line that up. I'm not sure. People visiting an Oakland apartment complex last week found the head in a yard and took it to a police station. According to Johanna Watson, who's an Oakland police officer, officers at the police station initially thought it was a Halloween prank. But then when they saw the head in the car of the people who found it, Sergeant Michael Cardoza told reporters after the Friday discovery that, "I can say in my many years of service, it's the first time I've ever had a human skull delivered to the police station in a car."
And he's the poorer for it.
Homicide detectives interviewed all the residents of the three apartment building and didn't appear that anybody was involved with it. It's also unclear
how long... They all had heads?
Yeah, they all do. Don't lose your head. It's unclear how long the head had been in the yard, but Cardoza said it was decomposed and did have a little bit of flesh left on it. The Alameda County Coroner's Office is working to identify the remains and determine whether it's connected to a decapitated body found in close proximity in late September of this year. Wow. And I'm like, real? What am I missing?
No, we're still fighting over the Kennedy Center tickets.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Got it.
We're Facebooking while we're listening to your severed head.
Sure. Well,
with flesh still on it. We understand. Carry on.
It's over now. The story's over. Segue into that.
We have updates.
On which part?
Updates.
Breaking news.
Di is updating us now.
Oh, she is.
Marnie's still not available for comment.
Diane is
directly
updating.
From the source.
Still trying to find out what time it is and when she was supposed to be
She'll
somewhere.
Text you back on Thursday.
Di says, "I'm a little sore, but good otherwise. I nodded off for a second and crunched the back of the Honda right in front of my car. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The guy was cool, and so was the police officer. Love you all, too." Oh, no, because I said that we loved her. And we do.
Nodded off. Well, maybe we're done driving. Maybe that's where we are.
Listen,
with
if
this
sleeping
one.
Is a crime.
While driving, though.
But still, I stand by my statement. Speaking of standing by, here's something you don't want to stand by, and it's a dead moose.
Oh.
I know. A dead moose in Wyoming probably won't attract grizzly bears now that its carcass has been blown to smithereens.
Ooh.
That's right. The Bridger-Teton National Forest officials used 100 pounds this week, which is 45 kilograms for those of you across the pond, of explosive last Friday to get rid of a rotting moose near a trail popular with hikers and hunters. Now, the fear is that the rotting meat will attract bears, which will then attack the people.
Sure, sure.
Right. So rather than dismember the moose and cart away a ton, like a literal ton
of
rotted meat,
right,
blew it up.
So then it just blew little pieces everywhere.
Little pieces everywhere. They say...
I don't see how that's an advantage.
They say that using explosives is more practical and less gruesome than cutting up and hauling out half a ton,
okay,
of rotting meat. Yeah. Because then it just splatters it everywhere and the ants pick it up and it rots quicker.
Two things.
Go ahead.
Bring it on. We should do this
a
to
lot
people.
Of explosive experience, GL.
You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't.
Maybe not surprised.
Maybe not.
I like that. It means that if I found a head and called the cops to come get it, not take it to them.
I agree.
I feel like I would backstroke away. And we have all kinds of updates.
I feel like I would poke it with a stick.
Ooh.
But the other thing, one of the most famous videos and pretty much why we have the YouTube And we're going to play it now, because now we have to, is there was a whale that beached somewhere in California, and some asshole had the idea, which does make sense. Instead of trying to haul the whole carcass out, which attracts sharks, and would bring sharks too close to the land, that they should blow it up.
So that little fishes can eat.
They used way too much dynamite. And it was captured live on TV. And it looks like an SNL sketch. Like, there is nothing about it that seems real. It seems preposterous. But it is one of the most famous
I've never heard of this.
Videos that has ever happened. And it's kind of like why you... One of the first things people started sending around when videos became... like a thing that you could send, was they found the clip of the blowing up whale.
Yeah. In case you were wondering, it was determined that this particular moose suffered from worms and died of natural causes.
Oh, well, that's nice. There wasn't a Trump son around?
No. Apparently they're not in Wyoming this week.
That's okay. So, Marty, so a new listener, Marina Ryer, is listening.
Long time, first time.
My friends, I'm so sorry. Today's been a shit show. Aaron just sent me a text, and then I just saw Al's text. Aaron said that she told you mom was in an accident, and that I have some work stuff going on. I'm so sorry. Mom is okay, just a little shaken up. I just feel bad for her. The person that got, she got into the accident with is fine, too. Oh, it was this morning after she had worked overnight, and she was very tired. Obviously, I'm feeling pretty guilty about that as well. Oh, don't. Anyway, as she says she's listening, so hopefully she's listening along too. Anyway, we've been outside surveying the damage, and as usual, I lost track of time. If you want me to run over to finish the show, then I absolutely will. No, please. I know my pay is dependent.
Shelter in place, Marty.
Yeah, Marty.
Shelter in place.
Get stuff taken care of at home. Mama died just texted and updated us. I didn't realize she had been working overnight.
I'm gonna go. Circling back to the. Whale.
We've all learned when you park your car at the corner, you put the brake on just in case you fall asleep, because we've all done it.
Apparently, this was in Oregon in 1970.
Oh, this video's been going around for decades.
I'll get her queued up. You guys continue to tell your story, right? Whose story? Yours?
The first time I saw that, honest to God, I thought it was an early SNL skit.
I am going to
queue
this up.
Because it looks so fake. Okay, so I got to get some deets on this one. The one where Ross supplies an alibi. Actor David Schwimmer has hilariously responded to those who are convinced that he, or more specifically his character Ross Geller from Friends, is a suspected thief in Blackpool, England, despite police ruling him out. Officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York. Schwimmer, 51, tweeted Monday alongside a video to the hardworking Blackpool police. Good luck with the investigation. # it wasn't me. In the video, Schwimmer, is carrying cans and mocking it. Oh, my God, I should have sent this to you because it's such a funny picture if you haven't seen it. Again, I'll share it with the cast and you can put it up.
All right.
Funny, funny stuff. That the guy really does look like...
I did. I saw that picture.
Again, I'm going to be lazy and just send it to the whole cast so Marnie can enjoy it at home.
Oh, she's playing along, so that'll be good.
On Tuesday, Blackpool police posted a CCTV image to Facebook asking witnesses to identify a suspect who appeared to be stealing a case of beer. The post quickly went viral as Facebook users pointed out the suspect looked a lot like Ross. Plenty of inside jokes from the show ensued online. Oh no, they took him all down!
No! Denied!
In response, Schwimmer apparently felt the need to defend himself, albeit tongue-in-cheek. So there you have it. Schwimmer didn't do it, and of course they have him online.
Of course they did.
Oh, the tweets were the best part, and they took them all down. Well, that'll teach me to be a week early for a story. Because that happened like last Wednesday.
Good job.
All right.
Are we watching the whale blow up?
Oh, no. We're going to queue up this news report of very this exciting. Whale. I don't.
No, this is not breaking news. This happened like 48 years ago.
This is old news.
Old, very old news. All right, well.
I don't know if they make sandwiches from whales. I don't know if they're allowed to. They make shark steaks, which is shitty, but they are delicious.
Dear Google, can you eat whales?
Well, I don't know why you couldn't.
I think it's banned almost everywhere.
Should we show this news clip of yesteryear? Yeah. We're going to cut to this.
Oh, there's a whole Wikipedia for whale meat.
Oh, well, hang on. Let's see how this goes.
This is K2 News, the spirit of the Northwest. It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem. What to do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on the beach near Florence?
It had been so long since a whale had washed up in Lane County, nobody could remember how to get rid of one. In selecting its battle plan, the Highway Division decided the carcass couldn't be buried because it might soon be uncovered. It couldn't be cut up and then buried because nobody wanted to cut it up, and it couldn't be burned. So dynamite it was, some 20 cases or a half ton of it. The hope
Holy
was
fuck.
That the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast, and the small pieces still around after the explosion would be taken care of by seagulls and other scavengers.
Well, I'm confident that it'll work. The only thing is we're not sure just exactly how much explosives it'll take to disintegrate this thing so the scavengers, seagulls, and crabs and whatnot can clean it up.
The dynamite was buried primarily on the leeward side of the big mammal, so as most of the remains would be blown toward the sea. About 75 bystanders, most of them residents who had first found the whale to be an object of curiosity before they tired of its smell, were moved back a quarter of a mile away.
And they start getting pelted.
Yeah, right. And then all the rain.
Our cameras stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival. A huge chunk of whale blubber fell everywhere. A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk. The passenger compartment literally smashed.
Oh my God!
Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car. However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale.
In the whale's defense, that appears to be a soft top.
The highway crews were back on the beach burying the remains, including a large piece of the carcass which never left the blast site. It might be concluded that should a whale ever wash ashore in Lane County again, those in charge will not only remember what to do, they'll certainly remember what not to do.
It's just an SNL skit before SNL.
That's oh my God!
I don't know that I've ever seen that either. I've seen a lot of shit on the internet.
Oh, the humanity!
It really. God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
I have never heard of that or seen that before in my life. Wow.
Oh.
That's fantastic. But just his commentary is what's wonderful.
Yeah. Just quickly turned into a run for their lives.
Run for their lives. Very
a quarter
dramatic.
Mile away.
Oh my God. That poor 1970 Cadillac just got the whole top just smashed
but
in.
It worked.
No, they had a huge piece of whale.
The big chunk was still there.
They still had a fillet on the beach.
The big piece that never left the blast site.
It was smaller than the original whale. I contend that it was.
We think it'll work, but we don't know how much to use.
I love that, Nina. A half a ton of dynamite can take down a skyscraper.
True.
See, and that's my question, because pyrotechnics was
not new.
People have been doing it for thousands of years. They've been blowing stuff up, taking down buildings. How do they? First of all, you put the dynamite inside the whale, not next to
but
the whale.
But nobody wanted to.
Inside the
but
whale.
But I think we've learned, like, the wildlife gamekeeper. What do they call that? The fishing
game.
Oh,
the park rangers?
Warden?
Yeah.
Game warden?
You know, they have the fishing game department. Like, I think that's a real job. Because the highway patrol took that as, like, a road. How are we going to get rid of this bridge? It's a whale. But it looks like a bridge. It's still a whale. Well, half a ton of dynamite. Okay. Quickly, but I love the lady's voice, who would be played by Gilda Radner. It's coming right at us!
Here come the pieces!
Here come the pieces!
Oh my God, that would even be better if we were half drunk.
See?
Oh
well,
my God.
Too late.
So now you realize what I'm going to do later. Is there multiple, there are other videos of it? Like
I have no idea. That
I've got to watch them.
Whoever, I don't even know how someone saved that. I think
VHS.
In 1970?
No, not 1970.
So they'd have to have worked at the station.
And I
think they would have had to have made a copy of that.
I think it's that reporter that kept that alive for years and was just waiting for some way to to do it. And when the internet came along, that's one of the inspirations for YouTube, was that's one of the videos people wanted to watch.
I have never heard of it, but that's priceless.
That and that stupid
dancing it's funny.
Baby.
They learned something, though, because you really don't hear a lot other than this moose. You don't really hear a lot of exploding animals.
But I had
exploding
it,
carcasses.
I had it ready.
It's illegal to explode live animals still. Just
live animals, sure. Yeah.
To be clear.
But that's the theory, is blow it up and let it be less scavengers. And the worry is what will. Unfortunately, no human was hit as bad as the car. Amina, that's the part where I lose my shit. Because it's so deadpan. And it's
it really is so funny. Deadpan. Complete reporting.
Just completely.
I did watch, because there was a live news thing, up in Seattle, there was a whale that washed ashore, and they actually, it took forever for them to get it figured out, but they made the decision, and they tied to it and drug it out to sea.
Yeah, and that's a choice. You just have to drag it far enough.
But it was like in a
cove. Because they come back. Like Stephen King says, sometimes they come back. If you get them in the same tide.
Right.
They're just going to float right back to shore because of the
weight. Take them real, real far away.
So you got to take them far enough out, and then you end up. There's a really great episode of Shark Week.
Oh,
where they're out in that part off South Africa where everything is kind of stinky because they go by Bird Shit Island. It has another name, but I feel like that's appropriate.
Okay,
and they realize what a great day they were going to have filming sharks because there was a giant whale carcass that had just died.
Oh,
there didn't seem to be any source of injury to the shark. They don't live forever. And just crazy the filming they did of like every shark
the
in the
feeding
ocean
frenzy.
The feeding frenzy, and they got kind of drunk off of it. Like they started to act like really erratically by like free easy food. Like they
well, and it's as big as, it's like four city buses. It's a huge animal.
Right mm-hmm. You can imagine how many sharks came to feed. So the people on Shark Week were like booyah.
Well, not so exciting on Shark Week is this little guy. Hawaii scientists found two tiny baby octopuses floating on plastic trash they were cleaning up as they monitored the coral reefs around Hawaii. Just for perspective of how tiny these little octopuses are, look at this. That's a human finger next to the little teeny octopus.
Aww.
So anyway, marine
how precious is this gonna get?
That's the only picture I got. Marine ecologist Sally Beavers of get this. I gotta say it's a Hawaiian
deep dive.
A Hawaiian name. Kaloko Honokohau.
Oh, if you got it.
You have to say all the vowels. Remember, if it's Hawaiian, you have to say all of
Kaloko
the vowels.
Kaloko Honokohau. Okay. National Historic Park said Wednesday that the octopuses were the size of green peas. Cut to the picture that I showed earlier. She believes that they were likely either day octopus or night octopus. I guess you got a 50-50 chance on that one. Both species commonly found off of the Hawaii coast. They can grow up to 12 pounds or 5.4 kilograms as adults with arm spans of 3 feet or 1 meter. Scientists found them months ago, but the U.S. Interior Department highlighted them this week when it posted a photo of one on social media. Octopus babies hide under logs and other floating debris until they're about 3 or 4 months old.
Then they come out and scare the shit out of you.
The ranger said that one of them squirted a tiny bit of ink when they released it into the ocean later.
I was excited too.
Oh, well, there's that.
What a wildlife today.
Well, I'm just I didn't realize that of a
the
theme.
Pieces. Oh,
think of how high they
it's like National Geographic's Wild Kingdom up in this bitch.
They're a quarter mile away. How high they would have.
And the fact that it looked like the atomic bomb, the blast radius on that motherfucker was huge. I didn't know there was a meteorite crater in Oregon. There's not, dear. There was a whale there.
We blew up a whale in 1970.
How did the person with that car that got imploded go to... You're not,
insurance
Bob.
Floor.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Large whale part flew through air. Act of God? Question mark.
And we covered it. We
Well, luckily it was the highway department that did it, so they can vouch for it.
Right. Yeah. Valid. Well, and they have it on tape.
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm is never going to believe this one. He sounds hideous.
Well, he's a guy, so.
Oh, speaking of hideous, not nearly as fun, but also kind of dumb. A Halloween venue in Ohio that held a swastika Saturday. On the day the gunman opened fire at a Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, said, "We screwed up big time."
But yeah, not to laugh.
I think it's a twofer.
Now, the Haunted Hoochie, That's right. That's the name of this place. The Haunted Hoochie in Pataskala, Ohio, put out a Facebook promotional post that day referring to Swastika Saturday. The owner said it's the traditional last day of the season where some actors paint swastikas on themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a thing.
People need other ways to
some on social media accused the haunted house attraction of anti-Semitism and Nazism. Weird.
But they would have, shouldn't they have suggested that anyway, regardless of what happened Saturday?
Might be the swastikas.
Maybe.
Just putting that out there.
Just a guess.
The Haunted Hoochie said in a post on Sunday.
Of course
they did. Of course they didn't.
That the attraction shows the horrors of the world. But then, on Monday, the owner, Tim May, said that his posts were mistakenly taken to mean he was defending horrible deplorables. He later wasn't done yet. He issued a statement saying, again, quote, "We screwed up big time," and then pledged $50,000 to the synagogue and its extended condolences to the families affected by the shooting. Here's the venue's entire response, which was posted, of course, on the Facebook. Quote, "We screwed up big time. On behalf of the entire Haunted Hoochie staff..."
You have no idea how well you're segueing into my story.
"We first and foremost extend our sincere condolences to the families affected by the tragedy in Pittsburgh and the Jewish communities of the area. Second, we will in no way tolerate any form of hatred on our grounds from our staff or from our guests. This means that certain costumes or themes may be deemed inappropriate, and you will be denied admission or asked to leave the grounds. We will not host any musical acts which perpetuate any kind of bigotry, intolerance, hate speech, anti-Semitism, or the like, now or ever again. The Haunted Hoochie is a place to escape the true evil in the world through the magic of Halloween theater, not perpetuate real evil. We welcome anyone to our show with open arms, provided you do not bring evil or hatred, or apparently swastikas anymore. We are working with community leaders to mend fences and pledge our support to the victims with $50,000 donation to the Tree of Life Synagogue."
That's a good, I mean, that's a heartfelt apology. Right. Like, that's the right way to say what might have been some kind of really misguided joke. And sometimes that's all it is. It's just...
And probably one that went on for years.
Yeah.
Probably one that nobody remembers why it started.
Yeah, and you just have, like, this misguided thing that I thought that was funny, but when did we realize?
You know it's still funny?
The Simpsons did an episode of The Exploding Whale. I found it on...
What year is it from? Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get there in a second. Because in the episode, it explodes. The whale's still there. And then all of a sudden, they just start getting pelted with all kinds of stuff. A car gets hit, and the whole guy gets hit.
This video has been, well, it's been around for 48 years.
That's so funny.
I didn't think people hated Nazis so much, said the man who dressed as a Nazi in New York.
See?
Who knew?
Haunted Hoochie, ask for it by name. Segway?
Yes. So, a woman who claims to have sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to one via her Haunted Hoochie.
Wow. Could not have chosen a better...
Bam.
Out of the park.
Yep. Good Teed job. Up and gone.
Good job.
The Amethyst Realm of England says ghost lovers tend to be more sensual and adept than the average bloke. Her mate appeared on an Australian hike. A spirited fling with an Australian ghost has ended up in true love for an English woman. In fact, the ghost just proposed, and she wants the living world to know. Amethyst Realm, I thought that was a place, turns out it's her name, of Bristol.
Of course it is.
Says she has had sex with her Haunted Hoochie with 20 ghosts
since she
was a teenager, but wasn't looking for a new relationship when she went to Australia on a business trip.
I believe it's an old relationship.
However, she says, that changed on a nature hike when she came into contact with an apparition and felt sparks. Like none she's ever felt before. I think she just licked a car battery.
Or her vibrator's got a little issue.
Yeah.
A little static electricity in her jeans. I don't know.
Yeah.
Use some fabric softener,
right,
bitch.
Right, you're creating static. Static cling in your Haunted Hoochie.
Your thighs are rubbing together. Realm didn't think it would amount to anything serious, but she says spirits tend to stay in one place, but something amazing happened on her flight home.
You were a little north?
She, different region. She felt the presence of her lover on the plane and apparently not stowed in cargo.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. I was happy and excited, so exciting that we had to do something about it. So we headed to the plane luge till the sun. Well, I am now a member of the Mile High Club.
Boo!
That was 9 months ago. She's not pregnant. And things have progressed to the point where Realm discussed her desire to marry and have her ghost baby on the British show ITV this morning in August. The paranormal proposal reportedly occurred last week when the couple took a road trip to England's Wookie Hole caves. Uh-uh. Not making that up. Uh-uh. Not making that up.
All the words. Not okay. So many words.
There was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees, but for the first time I heard him speak, she said.
Oh.
Actually, I could hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real. The couple are now choosing a ring, but have not decided what kind it will be. Realm, supernaturally, is hoping her ring will have an amethyst in it, but she's leaving it to her spirit lover to decide. The couple plans to do a pagan hand fasting ceremony. Is that like fisting? In which their hands are tied together, so no, symbolizing their connection. She said it'll be somewhere in the English countryside. We haven't discussed the details yet, but I think it'll be quite a to-do. Oh, she says, quite a big do. She should have said that my way. Realm says the ghost energy is more feminine than a typical man, but admits that if you're making love to a spirit, gender doesn't really come into it. Doesn't it? Don't you gotta get the poke? I don't know. Ghosts.
There's so much crazy happening here, I don't know where to start. Carry on.
She added, ghost lovers tend to be more sensual and adept than the average bloke. There's always more of a connection because the sex goes beyond physical. It's like any other kind of sex. The main difference is I just can't... Oh, I pressed the wrong button. I can't see them. Can't see this news story either.
There's that.
This is as told to Gloucester Live.
It's just not okay. Crazy comes in all forms, people.
Yes, it does.
Good for her. You know what? I say good for her.
Oh, we did that one already. So... I think that's a story about mental illness. Anyone else?
It's tragic. Poor lady needs some help.
That's what we're going to go with, huh? We think maybe. Something wrong with her. Oh.
I'm overwhelmed with crazy. I actually have no commentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I kept trying to go, oh, but a point. Nope, but nope, the crazy nope. Just kept coming.
And look at that.
Okay.
Got my story for her. Next week.
I hope I get the invite to the hand fasting ceremony.
Fast.
Which, incidentally, I've been to four of them.
Have you really?
I really have. Yeah, there was a big fad in like the lesbian world where it was all like hand fasting, Wiccan, Celtic ceremonies, like long before we could ever get married.
That fits.
Yeah, I know.
that jives.
Yeah. There's always somebody wearing a kilt at a lesbian pretend wedding in you know, 1998. Yeah, oh yeah, that's about right. I was wearing my crystals, you know.
Sure you were.
Topaz, that's my stone.
Well, from one ghost story to another, a man who has been ghosting authorities, they say they've captured a man suspected of dumping his grandson's soiled diapers along several New Jersey roadways over the past year.
Oh.
Franklin Township Police say an officer acting on a hunch spotted 68-year-old William Friedman leaving a load of diapers in the area of Routes 47 and 40 at about 3:15 a.m. This past Sunday, he was taken into custody after a traffic stop. Friedman allegedly told police the diapers came from his grandson, adding that leaving them around town was, without getting caught, was, quote, almost a game.
Almost.
Authorities say a motorcyclist crashed in June after... How big were these diapers? Authorities say a motorcyclist...
I've been eating a Taco Bell.
Authorities say a motorcyclist crashed in June after running over a diaper Friedman had allegedly dropped. The motorcyclist suffered minor injuries, but the bike was totaled. Friedman has been charged with interference with transportation and faces up to $1,000 in fines.
And he should have to go back and pick up every one of those motherfuckers.
Well, I have a feeling they've already been picked up. But, like, how is that a game? Like, I don't understand. Wow, people are just weird.
I mean, only if you're flinging them out the window at people. Like, then it's a game.
then you're at the zoo with the monkey exhibit. They're like, throwing shit at you.
Right.
Enough people drive by your house to start to feel like a monkey exhibit. I mean, it makes sense.
Who knows?
It tracks.
He gets it.
Carry the one.
Oh, yeah, I got there. Yeah, I'm there.
Double it, add 30.
He's going to start throwing shit at people.
That's shit in Celsius.
We do it every Tuesday.
How do you say shit in British?
The yellow... shit.
Twat.
Shite. Or no, that'd be Irish, I guess.
No, shite. I think they say that in London, too.
England? I'm real good at accents.
I know. Amethyst Realm. I just thought it was like what she was buying into.
Sure.
Not that it was her name.
Well, let's see what we can...
I feel like that's not her real name.
Is that like a real, like, far down the line sequel to Romancing the Stone, though?
Yeah, the Amethyst Realm.
Oh, you're right.
Getting ghost pussy in the Amethyst Realm.
Mm-hmm.
Too much?
Probably.
It's more of a tagline than a title.
Maybe we get Linda Ronstadt to write a couple songs with it for it. She can't sing them, but she could at least write the songs.
I'm in. Sounds good.
Let's see what we can do with this.
Okay, so we have shows that are not coming back this month as we had hoped.
Boo.
Yeah. I don't know what the delay is, but somebody's got to get their shit together.
Get it together.
We got a couple of three horror movie suggestions for tomorrow.
Nope.
Or later tonight for those Halloweening already.
Nope.
A couple of movie suggestions. A book that we're all going to start reading. And
I like your optimism on that.
Yeah,
I'll read
it. And a funny sex question.
Oh, did somebody say you could? All right, kids, we'll be back in just a moment. Stick around.
Hey, girl, you okay?
You're listening to Q Talk America.